Comment faut-il? Que je vous le dise.
Comment faut-il que je vous le dise?
Yo yo yo, tu m'entends, Kat, toi?
Oui,
ah bon?
Carrément.
Moi, je m'entends pas.
Moi, je t'entends bien.
Alors, d'accord.
Faites des petits bouchons.
Oh, peut-être que c'est tout bouché, mais peut-être qu'on m'entend. Peut-être que les auditrices et auditeurs m'entendent. Alors, eh ben, vous êtes bien sur Radio Canu pour une émission estivale. Mais comment faut-il que je vous le dise? Et comment faut-il l'entendre? On vous accueille aujourd'hui pour une heure consacrée au spoken word à travers l'œuvre de Kate Tempest. Welcome to Mushaboom, qui vient pour la deuxième fois animer cette émission poétique. Et aujourd'hui, on parle de la transformation de la chenille devenue papillon, de féminisme, évidemment, d'ouvrir la voie pour reprendre Amandine Gay, de l'impur et de l'amour qui n'a pas de frontières, car c'était évident. Et donc, on commence pour écouter ce que Kay, à présent, nous raconte.
I came to under a red moon, thirsty for water. My eyes were like shovels in the soil of the sky, digging into the night to find solace, burying emptiness. I was heartbroken, vomiting memories, because I'd promised her everything. Then I did what I could not to recognize anything. So here I was, marching the town like a priest in my rapture, muttering spells, so desperate for tenderness, so raw from the grating of senses, the way the day drinks every drop of my strength. It's relentless. I was digging out pence for a length of bad whiskey, me and my friends, or at least the others who slumped at the bar without peace. They embrace me as kindred, but something is missing. So I was sat there at the bar with my forehead on my wrist, thinking I had given all I had in me to give. When I saw her cross the floor like a firework exploding in slow motion, she touched me on the shoulder, and I started to live. But I wasn't ready yet. I wanted sucker punch and numbness, the chase and the conquest of dating by numbers, the safety of keeping my distance and feeding my hungers. She spoke of a truth that I could not confront, and she offered a peace that my war didn't want. 'Cause I liked being fangs and destruction, suction and froth and dysfunction. I was dreaming, talking too much with my friends in the evenings. I laughed very loud as if I was extremely happy. You should have seen me. Now I knew she sensed a glory. I could feel it in the way that I was standing 2 feet taller, like I'd never been afraid. I didn't want her to know I wasn't everything she saw in me. We walked each other home and didn't kiss. We walked each other home.
Au temps ancien, les mythes étaient ces histoires qu'on utilisait pour se raconter. Mais comment expliquer cette façon de nous haïr ? Comment expliquer ce que nous avons fait de nous ? La façon dont, en deux, nous nous brisons. La façon dont nous compliquons ce nous. Nous sommes pourtant toujours mythiques, coincés pour toujours entre le pitoyable et l'héroïque. Nous sommes encore divins et divines. Ce qui nous rend si monstrueux, mais c'est comme si nous avions oublié que notre propre valeur excédait de loin celle de l'ensemble de nos biens. Les cieux vides s'élèvent par-dessus les bancs où sont assis les anciens. Ils sont mornes et sans amis. Et les jeunes mâles crachent, délicats dedans, mais en surface imprudents. Et je présume que ce sont eux nos héros. Ce sont eux nos légendes. Ce visage dans la rue que tu croises sans le regarder, ou ce visage dans la rue qui te croise sans se retourner, ou l'homme au supermarché tentant de garder ses enfants hors du caddie, ou la femme près de la boîte aux lettres qui se débat avec son parapluie. Chaque individu brûle d'une tâche à accomplir. Regarde-les encore et permets-toi de les voir. Des millions de personnages, chacun avec ses propres récits épiques, chantant. Il est difficile d'être un ange tant que tu n'as pas été un démon. Le ciel est parfait, on dirait un tableau, mais l'air tellement épais qu'on se sent défaillir. Et néanmoins, les mythes dans cette ville racontent depuis toujours la même histoire. Elles racontent qu'il nous faut juste appartenir à quelque part, qu'il nous faut juste savoir distinguer le bien du mal, et qu'il nous faut juste lutter pour trouver par nous-mêmes notre camp. Nous avons tous besoin d'aimer, d'être aimés et de ne pas lâcher. Il n'y a peut-être pas de monstre à tuer, ni plus aucune dent de dragon à semer. Mais ce qui reste, c'est l'écoulement de la pluie le long des gouttières. Ce qui reste, ce sont les murmures des cinglés, ce que nous avons ici. Ce que nous avons ici, c'est une toute nouvelle palette de mythes. La parabole de ton pote qui aurait pu tout faire mais qui a fini junkie, ou la parabole du père prodigue revenu après tant d'années d'errance. Nos couleurs sont passées et grises, mais nos batailles se jouent malgré tout, et nous sommes toujours mythiques. Appelez-nous par nos noms. Nous sommes parfaits de nos imperfections. Nous devons garder espoir, nous devons rester patients, car lorsqu'ils déterreront le jour présent, ils nous trouveront, nous, les nouveaux anciens.
What was I saying? Fuck it, wait, hold on, I'm coming up. Wait, good night, weren't it? Must have been burnt too much on the good stuff, lucky me. I looked up, I saw my future unravel and the light's funny, innit? I love that sinking feeling any minute, but you can't win a race unless you're running in it right. Oh, you can't get a taste unless you're taking a bite. Man, I'm climbing up the walls, things are getting difficult, it's all take, or start early, work late. Putting in the hours for these drugs, tokens, love's a joke when your blood's pulsing. Love is real when you start choking, I'm double dropping in the vast ocean. Stay with me, mate. Blatantly the way I was made, you see. I've been getting on it since back in the day. Good place for a bad time if you ask me. Trust me, nothing gets past me. A bad place for a good time if you know what I mean. Never met no one like you, this feels like a dream. Whoops, back here again. How many times have I sworn it's the end? Whoops, I know this feeling. Shoveling the rubbish and I'm staring at the ceiling. Whoops, dancing to a shit tune. Hands in the air when it hits you. Whoops, I'm lying in my bed and my brain is eating my head. I've got these demons that I can't shake. My past is a vast place, can't get away. Life got grim back then, like it does. Do you know how it feels to lose people you love? I like talking to you like this. You wanna come back? Couple drinks, something like that. I got a gram on my nightstand. I got an 8 for Squidgy Black. I got this feeling that we're gonna be friends. I got this song, I wanna play it to you. I got this dream, I'm gonna make it happen. I got this thing, I wanna say it to you. You see, I've been writing poems, it's a thing that I do. And would you mind if I shared one with you? No, of course not. Right, sorry, this time of night. I always
always end up spouting the same old track. It reminds me of this time I was trying to find my mind in the back of this rave. This kid was spilling blood all over the place, and I was looking out for someone to save or be saved by, and I found his paper plate, started writing. It felt fucking great. I knew then me and the pen, we were one and the same. But look, I can't take the strain of the days. I'm pretty sure I'm halfway too insane. You got such a nice face and your eyes are like rain. I'd try and kiss you if I could just remember your name.
Whoops, back here then exposed. Don't watch the state of my nose. Whoops, my jaw's gone west and I started getting pains in my chest.
That's normal.
Whoops, there goes my promise. All it took was two drinks till I got on it. Whoops, I swear this person isn't me. We did have fun, no, didn't we? Didn't we?
Yeah.
Love is a self-made thing. I am free. I stare at the air and I see patterns. And your name is a song in my chest. The taste is metallic. How many billions walk this planet? I feel them. I feel them. You show me my mass. Love is an endless sky, an endless cliche that imagines itself to be deep revelation. An open face, an open palm, an open plane, all open. The more that we close it, the less that we know it. And just 'cause I know it, don't mean I know how to show it. They're taking everything from us and telling us nothing is ours, but here we are, dancing. You make me a microscope. You make me a map. I called it love. I should have called it trap. I trap you, I should have said tenderly, at the end of a long day, while we kept each other desperately stagnant. I trap you so much. Yes, I want you to be happy, but don't threaten my happiness. Can't you see? I'm walking this threadbare tightrope made out of dental floss, stitched together with strands of tobacco and dog hair, and it stretches between two precious fantasies. My fantasy of me and my fantasy of you. And beneath, in raging red-chopped razor teeth states of fury, are all my insecurities and all the little lies I like to tell myself and every other reason that I can't see the truth. I trap you so much. I should have whispered in your ear as we fell asleep. Bodies unbound, sheets soaked, hearts hammering. If I see it clear, will it stay clear? Will it be clear when you're here? I don't want fear, I don't want greed, I want freedom, I want to be free, I want you to be free, I want to nourish, I don't want to feed like some ravenous mouth with no guts, only greed, endless appetite, need, 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 you can't free me, I breathe. If I am in pieces, is it easier to see? I think I am whole now. I think I am more whole, but I still check my phone 17 times a minute to see if you called and I missed it. Trap. Love is a self-made thing. Love is a self-made trap. My visionary is a vision. I watch her dancing by the window, and it rips my flesh to ribbons. And the whole world is just ripples in the middle distance. I listen to her hips, I push my kisses to her lips. We move like we were born to move. The night is teeth and pistons.
And there is something in this tenderness that makes me want to live. Fire smoke. Her mouth sets free this captive. Come close to me. Free me. Let me untangle the madness that knots you. I drop to my knees and crawl across you. I tell you I've got you. It's fire smoke. So go on, give me 3 days of your body and mine. Time is a blind eye, and I see your mind in my mind's eye. You make me immortal. You take me to space. You are a planet, a place I've not known. Your body is home to rare gods. I kneel at their temple, I'm blown to bits. Gentle, ferocious, we are open. Explosives have nothing compared to these sparks, so let's fall apart. And then lie with me breathing in the den of the dark. It's fire smoke. Your mouth sets free this captive, come close to me, free me. Untangle the madness that knots me. You drop to your knees, you crawl across me. You lick your lips softly. It's fire smoke. The fire rises between us and makes us get on the wrong trains, walk the wrong way, make strangers smile greetings on Lewisham Way. Bathe in this fire. It warms without burning, compels without force, and it turns without turning the world. So please, you keep your purpose, your poise, and your journey. I'll be by the fire, thinking nothing I've learned can prepare me for everything else that needs learning. Is this how it feels to feel certain? 'Cause for so many years my love's been a burden. But now comes this fire to cleanse and restore us, to fuel us and calm us and push us both forward. Now look here, in the house opposite. Black gatepost with a concrete frog squatting on top of it. Through the hallway. Ancient wallpaper, nicotine gold. Up the stairs, rickety, loaded with history. Here, in the top flat, flowers on the windowsill. Little breeze fluttering the petals as they stare out at the city streets. Gemma is awake. What woke her? Open eyes, street lights float slowly through broken blinds. She watches as the light plays across the tattered carpet. And she holds herself tight in the room's half darkness. It's cold. She wedges her hands underneath her armpits. It's 4:18, and Gemma's thinking. Before I was an adult, I was a little wreck. Peddling whatever I could get my grubby mitts on. Ketamine for breakfast, bad girls for drinking with. I gave them puppy dog eyes for the acid on their fingertips. Heads in the basement, lips without faces, getting feisty. Half-baked in the bakery, eating pastries. Desperate for a body who could save me. But I never really wanted what they gave me. Always wanted something else, sweating in the dull queue. Spitting like a villain in the pantomime. Old shoes, bad teeth, drinking in the rain with my ghost. Sitting in the back of the class, comatose. Villains on my back in the dark, hold me close, but you never held. I did some things I swore I'd never tell. That night you tried to kill me, run me down with your car in the snow. I didn't realize how far you would go. Every day I live, lives in the day I wake up. And my dreams are all screaming, oh fuck, but I'm fine now. Something remains, it's still pulling me. Yeah, my future is bright, but my past trying to ruin me.
Tried to change it, but I know. If you're good to me, I will let you go. Tried to fight it, but I'm sure. If you're bad to me, I will like you more.
I saw some things when I was young that made me who I would become. I feel them with me every day, cause if you try and run away, they run beside you pace for pace, trip you up and drag your face through the mud of every waste, the chance in every bitter taste. Heart is sprayed up with the names of all my friends who lost their way. Doesn't change, it all remains. It takes my strength and gives me shame. All I want is someone great to make me everything I ain't. But the only ones for me are the ones that shouldn't be. Even though I'm doing good, I'm working hard, my work is strong. Might be fun just for a while to go back where my hurt is from. Rinse myself through emptiness and push my body close to anybody who can recognize the presence of my ghost.
Try to change it, but I know if you're good to me, I will let you go. Try to fight it, but I'm sure if you're bad to me, I will like you more. Try to change it, but I know if you're good to me, I will let you go. Try to fight it, but I'm sure if you're bad to me, I will like you more.
Passers-by, I'm changing my name and I'm changing my pronoun from K to K, from she, her to they, them. I've been struggling to accept myself as I am for a long time. I have tried to be what I thought others wanted me to be so as not to risk rejection. This hiding from myself has led to all kinds of difficulties in my life. And this is the first step towards knowing and respecting myself better. I've loved Kate, but I'm beginning a process and I hope you'll come with me. From today, I will be publishing my books and releasing my music as K Tempest. It's pronounced like the letter K. It's an old English word that means jaybird. Jays are associated with communication, curiosity, adaptation to new situations, and courage, which is the name of the game at the moment. It can also mean jackdaw, which is the bird that symbolizes death and rebirth. Ovid said the jackdaw brought the rain, which I love. It has its roots in the Latin word for rejoice, be glad, and take pleasure. And I hope to live more that way each day. Funny because I know this is much more of a big deal to me than it is to anyone else. But because of my role as an artist, it is in some ways a public decision, as well as being a private one. So here's my announcements. Sending my love to you all and wishing you courage as you face whatever you must face today. This is a time of great reckoning, privately, locally, globally. For me, the question is no longer when will this change, but how far am I willing to go to meet the changes and bring them about in myself? I want to live with integrity, and this is a step towards that. Sending love, always.
I touched the beginning, animating animals and tree gods, scratching out legends in cave walls. The days poured down into nights as we watched. We mapped stars and peaks, we fought beasts, we caught food for the feast, and we walked two abreast to receive the bound wheat. The grass, black and strange, as we raised plains to ash, we laid claims, exchanged grains and made pacts. And we clashed and we strained, and the rains lashed. The young maids were brave, but they were made to lay flat. The old ways were too ingrained to make the reins snap. we laid traps. We gave our names back to the saints. We sang out thanks and complaints. We burned fat, arranged bones in the flames. Each bird a great catch. Our songs were spells, and our spells were plain facts. She lay down in the road where the people go by, and declared herself willing to try. I lay down beside her, but all I could see were the feet as they walked over me. That's when she told me I was holy elixir. She said I thought I knew the world, but it was only a picture. She said we're all written in the holiest scripture. It's just we're living in this time that says no inhibitions, get yours, keep going the distance, no limits, and don't bother protesting because nobody listens. Besides, all your solutions dissolve under scrutiny, and you can't stand a note of derision. Instead, seek approval to justify your existence. Have opinions but have no resolve or conviction. Just keep your head down, breathe the fumes and indulge your addictions. Routine is healthy. Ignore the affliction, the cost to the soul, and the constant constriction. Don't consider too closely, have no intermission. Keep throwing your fists in slow repetition. Most of us manage what makes you so different. Now you seem a bright spark. Go ahead, take the road with the pilgrims. Head for the temples of democracy, freedom, growth, reason, liberty, hope. But don't pay attention to what's hanging from the rope. She said, decode the language, unfold the symbols. Untold disciples got lost in the hillside. Following intellect, they let go of wisdom. And now they'll tell you the soul's a closed system. They sacrificed instinct to phony ambition, and now what they hold in their fist has become all that there is. But total existence needs meaning and myth. Many misjudged the way and got lost in the mist. Your loneliness is the symptom, not the sickness. The moment her lips said peace, my peace melted. I became a memory. I felt myself peel. I was atoms. Magnesium, calcium. I was real. She said we are born of collision. We are the visions of a bigger vision, and yet we run around like hamsters, spinning the wheel, spinning the wheel, spinning the wheel. I was on my knees then, begging for pardon. I was old and clothed in white garments in a vast red desert where the rocks were dark blue and varnished. And a voice said, this is the garden. Now you better start sowing or there won't be a harvest. I came to. Under a domed roof. The light was cold and clear and fragmented. There was people moving. I watched them. I saw a muscle of schoolgirls performing. I saw the ticket woman massaging the small of her back, and the young gent, neat as a crease in his work clothes. And the light. Light as breath on the dirty old track.
We came from the four corners. We are the raw waters, the cause, the four horsemen. We drink from the water, the pores. We carry the river, the reservoir, the residue. Rising waves, sea spray, the inevitable churn and crush. Many voices in our vapors, we surge and gush. We were steam and a distant heat. We move rapid over landscape, gathering speed. Desert, land, city, forest and beach. Heading for the people to sleep, ready to bleed. Unleash the torrents, come clean. Carry many lessons, let the water teach. But you better learn to swim or you'll get caught beneath. Hard rain falling on all the half-hearted, half-formed, fast-walking, half-fury, half-boredom, half-talking, half-dead from exhaustion, half-push, but the puddles keep forming, don't fall in.
Some saw us in their tea leaves, some felt us in their knees. Most left it to the weathermen to tell them there was nothing to see. You can play dumb and ignore for so long, but we've been in the mountains getting strong. We've seen you filling up the sky with your fumes, sitting in your rooms like you're all that ever lived. Heads down to the lives of the others in your towns, running from the rains like you've never been kissed. Look, leave your possessions and funds, tell your friends that you've gone to make peace with the things you never done. Come dance in the deluge, spill like the flood. The weather vane swings, things will never change. Sing all their money men who close their eyes and pretend that this rumble must be low playing so strange.
Hard rain falling on all the half-hearted, half-formed, fast-walking, half-fury, half-boredom, half-talking, half-dead from exhaustion, half-pushed, but the puddles keep forming, don't fall in.
And they will run to the highest hill, consult the old books, ask the dead mystics for wisdom they don't trust. The people will flock to the garages, stockpile canisters of gasoline, tinned fish and bandages. Count the seconds between the thunder and the lightning, scared of every other body running round frightened. We can't carry on like this, you will mutter, staring with disgust at the people weeping in the gutter. Yet we made no trouble, we played by the rules. I worked double shift to get my kids through school, but you were so focused on your own little part, you went plumbing on blind in the dark, no heart. Now we're not the dread storm that will end things. We're just your playful gale force friend in these end times. Come to remind you, you're not an island. Life is much broader than borders, but who can afford to think over the walls of this fortress? Of course, it's important to provide roof and floorboards for you and yours and be secure in your fortunes. But you're more than the three or four you'd go to war for. You're part of a people that need your support. And whose world is it if it belongs to these corporates? The people are left on the doorstep, door shut, nauseous and tortured by all that they lost.
Hard rain falling on all the half-hearted, half-formed, fast-walking, half-fury, half-boredom, half-talking, half-dead from exhaustion, half-pushed, but the puddles keep forming, don't fall in.
Ça vous rentre dans la peau, partir. On n'en prend pas conscience tout de suite. Seulement quand on regarde ce qu'on a toujours connu, ce qu'on laisse derrière soi, par les vitres de la voiture. Ils longent les rues, les magasins, les coins de trottoirs où ils se sont installés. Les fantômes du passé sont de sortie, le regard braqué sur eux. Peau douteuse, yeux renfoncés, sourire flippant. Ils le sentent dans leurs os, même. Le pain, la picole, le béton. La beauté que ça renferme. Les souvenirs fragmentés qui les aveuglent. Prêcheurs, parents, ouvriers. Des idéalistes aux pupilles vides qui vont droit dans le mur. Les réverbères, les voitures, les cadavres enterrés, les bébés à faire. Un boulot, rien qu'un boulot. Les gens se remettent à tuer au nom de leur Dieu. L'argent nous anéantit. Leur solitude est si totale qu'elle sous-tend chaque amitié. Ils passent leur journée le regard fixé sur des objets, se fondent dans la masse, veulent suivre la foule. Leur credo, c'est la tendance. Leur horizon se limite aux soirées en boîte de nuit et à la défonce, les traits liquéfiés par l'alcool et la cam, de la haine au fond des yeux et le lendemain matin. Mais eux, ils sont là, ils tournent le dos au stress et à la bouffe de merde et aux malentendus perpétuels. Ils plaquent tout, l'agence pour l'emploi, la salle de cours, le pub, la gym, le parking, l'appart, la crasse, la télé, le fil d'information déroulé en bas de l'écran, l'aspirateur, la brosse à dents, le sac où on fourre l'ordinateur portable, le produit pour les cheveux qui coûte un bras et booste l'ego, la file d'attente au distributeur, le cinéma, le bowling, la boutique de téléphone, la culpabilité, le néant absolu qui te traque partout, la douleur de voir un ami devenir une ombre. Les visages qui se transforment en grimaces, les gens qui lâchent leurs tripes dans le caniveau et s'accrochent à leur amant jusqu'à ce que l'amour rende son dernier souffle. Murailles, ciment humide et bombes de peinture. Les gosses qui matent du porno et carburent aux boissons énergisantes. Regarde la ville s'écrouler pour se relever à travers la brume et les mains rouges de sang. Continue à t'accrocher à tes balades sirupeuses en mode karaoké. Trouve ton talent. Traque-le. Enferme-le dans une cage, donne la clé à celui qui a le pognon et félicite-toi pour ton courage. Dandine-toi sur ta chaise, balance une œillade au type haineux que tu vas ramener chez toi de toute façon. Clame ta fidélité sur tous les toits, rien n'est pour toi mais tout est à vendre. tout est à vendre, bats-toi la bouche pleine de cendres et touche le fond, tu finiras par prendre goût au secret et à la déception. Autour de toi, on te vend du rêve et à la fin, tu ne sens plus rien. Aspire, recrache, le mix parfait, pique l'aiguille profonde dans ta veine, essaie de prendre éternellement ton pied. Maintenant, ferme les yeux et arrête. Le problème, c'est que ça s'arrête jamais. 102.2, Radio Canu, la plus rebelle des radios.
Indigenous apocalypse, decimated forest, the winter of our discontents upon us. Desolate apostles slurping strongbow at the crossroads. We are nothing but an eating mouth, esophagus colossal. We won't stop until we've beaten down the planet into pellets before the interstellar mission to inflict more terror. It's killing me, it's killing me, it's filling me. I'm vomiting, it's stilling me. Everything is fine, really, silly me. Poor kids shot dead, poor kids locked up. Poor kids saying this is the future that you left us. Stocked up lunch meat processed, punch from an unclean fat cat. Tasty, tasty poison. Carcinogenic, diabetic, asthmatic, epileptic, post-traumatic, bipolar and disaffected, atomized, thinking we're engaged when we're pacified, staring at the screen so we don't have to see the planet die. What we gonna do to wake up? We sleep so deep it don't matter how they shake us. If we can't face it, we can't escape it. But tonight the storms come. She's screaming, the drones turned a beautiful boy into a pile of bones. Nobody to bury, nobody is home. Running from war, the boat's full, the boat's sinking a mile offshore. No beds in the hospitals, our minds are against us. Imagine your daughter was gunned down defenseless. On her way to school, there'd be uproar. But she's collateral damage, it doesn't matter. Now if our kids are fine, that's enough for us. You can't love into a vacuum, there's got to be a limit. Welcome to the biggest crime that's ever been committed. You think you and I are different kinds, you caught up in specifics. You and I apart are easier to limit. The illusion so complete it's impossible to bring it into focus. Cinematic stock footage, you think people are locust. Uniform men keep unleashing explosives.
What we gonna do to wake up? We sleep so deep it don't matter how they shake us. If we can't face it, we can't escape it. But tonight the storms come.
Tunnel vision, work, drinks, heartbreak. You can't face the past a dark place. Can't sleep, can't wake, sitting in our boxes. Notching up our victories as other people's losses. Another day, another chance to turn your face away from pain. Let's get a takeaway. You meet me in the pub a little later, we'll say the same things as ever. Life's a waiting game. When we gonna see that life is happening? And every single body bleeding on its knees is an abomination. And every natural being is making communication. And we're just sparks, tiny parts of a bigger constellation. We're minuscule molecules that make up one body. You see, the tragedy and pain of a person that you've never met is present in your nightmares, in your pull towards despair. And the sickness of the culture and the sickness in our hearts is a sickness that's inflicted by this distance that we share. Now it was our bombs that started this war, and now it rages far away, so we dismiss all its victims as strangers. But their parents and children made dogs by the danger. Existence is futile, so we don't engage. But it was our boats that sailed, killed, stole and made frail. It was our boots that stamped, it was our courts that jailed. And it was our fucking banks that got bailed. It was us who turned bleakly away, looked back down at our nails and our wedding plans. In the face of a full force gale, we said, well, it's not up to us to make this place a better land. It's not up to us to make this place a better land. Justice, justice, recompense, humility. Trust is something we will never see. Till love is unconditional, the myth of the individual has left us disconnected, lost and pitiful. I'm out in the rain, it's a cold night in London, and I'm screaming at my loved ones to wake up and love more. I'm pleading with my loved ones to wake up and love more.
in a dream. Grew up in a city where you master your pain, or you end up numb, not feeling. Becky is a young woman, heart full of earth, eyes full of mourning, spent without sleeping. Grew up in a city where it's hard to be heard, and nothing really has much meaning. Pete had his heart broke once, he never fixed it. Sits there in his chest with his arms crossed, ruined. Becky had a heart broke twice, she won't risk it again. She don't wanna see her heart get ruined. And now she's on her way to wash up and take the orders for spaghetti at Giuseppe's, the cafe on the corner. She did the night shift too, a masseuse at the sauna. She's putting herself through uni, it's hard work. But will it be this way forever? These are lonely days. What if she could be the one that makes it better? He looks away, can't hold her gaze. But will it be this way forever? These are stressful times. What if he could be the one that gets her? She looks away, she's petrified. Now have you thought about retail? Yes, fine with me. Oh, and I can see here that you have a degree. Yes, says Pete, and international relations. Great, let's see if Primark has space for a placement. Clears up from the lunch rush, crushed by the blank eyes. Impolite customers frosting their damp fives into a palm. She thinks there ain't no harm in being civil, though, is there? He folds up his job form, gets up from his chair. The next person sits down with a similar air of dejection. He walks out, heads in the direction of the cafe on the corner for a coffee and some headroom. And this guy comes in, the first customer to close the door behind him. For that alone, she likes him. He sits at the table by the window, reading, half smiling. His hair's messy and his eyes are shining. He just stares blankly, picks up his change, fiddles with his spoon, and as he leaves the cafe, he's consumed with force of her, wishing that he got up the guts to try and talk to her.
Will it be this way forever? These are lonely days. What if she could be the one that makes it better? He looks away, can't hold her gaze. And will it be this way forever? These are stressful times. What if he could be the one that gets her? She looks away, she's petrified.
Becky's mate's birthday, they're out for the night. Now Becky's mate is a nightmare type. She flirt with anyone, scream at the top of her voice. But it's her birthday, so Becky don't really have a choice. He sees her in the queue, he doesn't know what to do. She's more beautiful than he remembers. Then she says, all right. And he tries to say something funny but stutters, and now he feels like a muppet. Flush. Inside it's the usual scene. They're dancing at the bar, waiting to get served. Becky's mate screaming about something absurd, and they're all fake laughing, even though nobody heard. Hunting round the room, staring into every booth. The back of every head could be hers, it's no use. He stops by the bar, thinking, man, I'll never find her. And then he realizes that he's standing beside her. He stands there awkward, his eyes are as loud as the bass. And she can recognize something in his face. She scribbles down a number, lingering glance. And she lets herself think, maybe this could be her chance.
But will it be this way forever? These are lonely days. What if she could be the one that makes it better? He looks away, can't hold her gaze. Way forever. These are stressful times. What if he could be the one that gets her? She looks away, she's petrified. Will it be this way forever? These are lonely days. What if she could be the one that makes it better? He looks away, can't hold her gaze. And will it be this way forever? These are stressful times. What if he could be the one that gets her? She looks away, she's petrified.
Et voilà. Et là là, on est complètement en sueur. Parce qu'on a beaucoup dansé, qu'on aime beaucoup Kate Tempest. Et merci pour tout ce qu'elle fait, parce que vraiment ça envoie beaucoup de bonnes énergies. Ça fait du bien. Et donc vous avez pu entendre dans cette émission des extraits des nouveaux anciens en texte de poésie. Traduit en français, et aussi des extraits de son dernier roman « Écoute la ville tomber ». Voilà. Et donc, vous avez pu entendre les morceaux « Sorti »,« I Trap You »,« Fire Smoke »,« Holy Elixir »,« Ketamine for Breakfast »,« Whoops, Don't Fall In »,« Tunnel Vision »,« Lonely Days », et voilà. Tout ça sera évidemment mis sur le blog, notre blog de Radio Canu. Et du coup, j'étais accompagnée de Cathy Meshaboum, et qui donc raconte-nous, Cath, ce que tu as lu.
Du coup, moi, j'ai lu le texte qu'elle a publié début août 2020 sur ses réseaux, dans lequel, en fait, elle dévoile sa non-binarité. Et ce texte, j'ai trouvé très touchant, très courageux. Voilà, et pour revenir un peu sur Kate Tempest...
Donc, c'était le morceau qu'on a entendu mis en musique, parce que, oui. Du coup, l'idée... c'était de profiter de ton super accent anglais, de faire aussi un essai de spoken word. Oui, mais c'est le modèle. Il faut avoir des modèles. Et du coup, raconte-nous la vie aussi de Kate Tempest, enfin un peu sa biographie.
Donc, Kay.
Kay, ouais. Tu vois, j'ai du mal, moi. La transformation.
Je crois que j'ai fait aussi un petit peu l'erreur.
C'est pas évident.
Donc, Kay. Qui est une artiste hyper accomplie, qui est performeuse, poétesse, romancière, dramaturge, rappeuse. Et en moins de 10 ans, elle a produit plusieurs recueils de poésie, des pièces de théâtre, des albums. Alors, Kate, elle vient d'un quartier plutôt modeste de Londres. Elle commence ses travaux d'écriture jeune adolescente. Et en 2001, donc presque il y a 20 ans, elle intègre la scène hip-hop à Londres. Et là, elle est très rapidement remarquée par la nature de ses textes, qui sont révoltés, surprenants, militants. Et surtout, pour la manière dont elle met en scène sa voix, ses textes. Et aujourd'hui, on dit que c'est une figure montante du style qu'on appelle spoken word. Voilà. Pour revenir un petit peu sur ce qu'elle a fait, elle a publié son premier recueil de poésie en 2012, qui s'appelle Everything Speaks in Its Own Way, puis Brand New Ancients, donc le texte que Delphine a lu, en 2013. Elle a reçu un prix pour ce recueil. Suivra Hold Your Own, Let Them Eat Chaos et Running Up on the Wise en 2018. Entre 2013 et 2014, elle écrit 3 pièces de théâtre. Et concernant la musique, son premier album qui s'appelle Everybody Down sort en 2014. En 2016, c'est Let Them Eat Chaos. Et en 2019, l'année dernière, donc, elle a sorti The Book of Traps and Lessons.
Ok, et du coup, est-ce que tu peux définir un peu ce qu'on appelle le spoken word ?
Alors, le spoken word, c'est une manière, en fait, d'oraliser un texte, qu'il soit poétique ou pas. Donc, la différence avec le slam, parce que, c'est du slam. La seule différence, c'est que avec le spoken word, il y a souvent une collaboration avec une forme d'art, que ce soit de la musique, du théâtre, de la danse, alors que le slam, c'est juste parler. Et le spoken word, ça s'est inspiré des traditions de jazz, soul, blues, et puis avec les poètes de la Beat Generation. Il y a des poètes comme Allen Ginsberg qui, en 1970, est un des premiers à mettre en mots, enregistrer les textes qu'il écrit. Et ces textes-là et la manière de les sconder, ça forme en fait une rupture et culturelle et politique et sociale. Plus récemment, dans les années 60, le spoken word poétique, il se popularise dans la communauté noire, avec pas mal de poètes afro-américains, par exemple Jill Scott Heron, qui l'a beaucoup fait. Et puis, il y a quand même toujours une volonté militante, révolutionnaire. Et là, aujourd'hui, c'est chouette que ça soit...
Tu veux dire un discours politique dans les textes ?
Revendicatif, mais même la manière de poser sa voix.
Oui, d'accord.
Avec de jouer sur les mots. Et puis, c'est chouette aujourd'hui qu'une artiste telle que Kate Tempest s'empare aussi de ça. Voilà.
Ok. C'était un chouette moment. On vous invite à aller découvrir cette artiste si vous ne la connaissez pas, parce qu'elle est vraiment, elle a vraiment une grande richesse de créative. Et donc, on vous laisse avec The Shrew de Kate Tempest, évidemment. Et puis une petite surprise sortie, arrivée tout droit de Grèce. et pas encore sorti du four. Et peut-être une autre surprise derrière si on a le temps, parce qu'il n'y a pas l'air d'avoir le canu info, mais voilà, on verra. Bon, allez, The Shrew, comme on dit.
Merci, Delph Data, pour ce moment.
Bisous.
Bisous.
It's all relative, right? One thought, many thinkers, one flame, many cinders, one view, many windows. Love in a time without sacrifice. We want what we want, and what's more, we deserve it. We run around panicking, nervous, thinking, oh, could this be the one, man? They're perfect. Couple years later, you're chained to the circuit, breaking them down as if you're determined to waste what you found. But what's true about you? Is it the things that you claim to be true, or is it deeper, lurking in places that you don't dare to journey to? Faced with a new way of seeing it, are you the type to accept or the type to clench fists and reject? Whose truth even counts? Is it the person who doubts what a person proclaims they're about? Whose version is perfect? Is there a truth that exists outside of perception? This is the question. It's true if you believe it. The world is the world, but it's all how you see it. One man's flash of lightning ripping through the air is another's passing glare. It's hardly there. It's true if you believe it. Ripping through the air is another's passing glare, hardly there. Two people, one thinks two's deceitful, two thinks one's plain evil. One loved two so much it was like worship, two thought one was perfect. One said to two, I'm awful, trust me, you're so pure that you should not touch me. Two said, I don't care, I love you, I can't wait to know you. One said, I'm scared, I will show you the bad side that I don't like. Said, be yourself and I will be myself. We don't need no one else with their opinions. The past is gone, let's move on, make present. Two said, okay, you're the best. Well, you know the rest, it all went sour. And now two thinks one is mad for power. One thinks two tried to devour everything that made one one. But two thinks one got two two wrong. So if there's one truth that lasts forever, can two truths ever exist together? If one loves two but two don't love, whose truth is true and is truth enough? It's true if you believe it. The world is the world, but it's all how you see it. One man's flash of lightning ripping through the air is another's passing glare. It's hardly there. It's true if you believe it. The world is the world, but it's all how you see it. One man's flash of lightning ripping through the air is another's passing glare. Hardly there.
You can extrapolate that.
In the back of the cab, the girls look at each other like, what the fuck was that?
Where is that in the club?
What? I don't know, says the driver. I never like rap. Well, can't you put it on magic then or something like that?
Toujours sur Radio Canu au 102.2.
Κοιτάζω ορίζοντες για να ξεχωρίσω από τους συμφήνοντες. Με αυγά από λαβυρίνθους που χτίζουν οι μήνωες. Τρεβάζοντας το αύριο παρέα με αφανείς ήρωες. Καθυριάζω τις οφθαλμικές σοφές από τους κύκλωπες. Πραγματικές κινήσεις, να μιλήσω ή θα μιλήσεις. Όσο τα ζόμπι τσάχνουν τροφή εγώ τρώω συνειδήσεις. Όσο αναλώνονται σε ψεύτικες ειδήσεις. Και οι ρουφιάνοι σε μηνύσεις. Οι δικές μου οι κινήσεις δίνουν λύσεις. Εδώ θα μείνεις, ό,τι θελήσεις και ό,τι ζητήσεις. Μην αφήσεις να σου πάρουν τη ζωή με ψευδεστήσεις. Σε θέλουν ένα πιόνι με στα πιόνια να σε μόνος, να σε μόνη. Μα δεν είσαι μόνος και να ξέρεις δεν είναι μόνη.
J'ai tapé erreur 404 400 000 fois. J'utilisais le serveur pour péter tes data. Zone même pas peur pour éviter la cata. J'apprenais par cœur nom cyclone comme Katrina. Qu'on n'oublierait jamais l'icône du patronat. Les symptômes du corona, les victimes d'assassinat. Donc j'imaginais un émoticône de joie. Masqué ou pas ma langue c'était un cheval de Troie. Ouais il bat les masques. J'fais de la radio, activité par pur plaisir. Le temps il faut que tu saisisses. Au max on était 10. Au pire on était tout un monde qu'on réussit. Ça peut mettre hors service. Inspire, expire, je te fais pas de schéma. Geste barrière, on transpire, on était hors la loi. Devenu guerrière pour dire le virus c'était ma ma voix. Moins naïve qu'hier et plus forte que le patriarcat.
Le passé surclassé, c'est sûr ça c'est. On s'en lassait, même sans ça c'est. On encaissait, rêvassé, t'embrassé. C'est sûr ça c'est, on s'en lassait même sans se lasser.
Κρυμμένο το παιχνίδι, το μάθαμε εδώ και χρόνια. Για να ανεβούνε οι λίγοι, οι πολλοί θα γίνουν πιόνια. Βλέπεις πουλάει διχόνια, υπεροψία είναι το όπλο τους. Κι αν θελήσουν σε χάνουν αυτό και να γίνεις μόνος τους. Ταυτοποιημένος σε θέλουν και κουρδισμένος σε ένα έργο που έχει τίτλο Πολυτελές μπουρδέλο. Όμως το θέμα ήταν πάντα το πόσο αντέχω να κρατήσω την πιο ανθρώπινη μορφή που γυρεύω. Και στο είχα πει και κάποτε το σύστημα είναι σύστημα. Και όσο θα υπάρχουν αδικημένοι θα υπάρχουν και κοστούμια επίσημα. Προϊόντα αναλώσιμα που καίγονται μετά το ατύχημα. Κι αν δεν σπάσουν θα σε σπάσουν μέσα σε κουτί κατοικίσμα. Κι αν μέσα από την νύχτα μας ελέγχουν τις στιγμές μας. Δεν αρκεί ένα delete να διαγράψουν οι ζωές μας. Γυρνάω το όπλο επάνω τους, ποντάρω στην υπεροψία τους. Κι αν τελικά καταστραφούμε θα φταίει η αδυναμία.
Dans ta zone, j'étais donc une Amazon. J'avais quelques hématomes, amoureuse du microphone. J'avais un putain de royaume, et puis deux, trois drones. Je maîtrisais les atomes, et puis du coup, bah les cyclones. Pour la couche d'ozone, je mettais un carton jaune à toute la côte du Rhône, jusqu'à la Silicon Valley. On pouvait plus avaler tes beaux pararômes, les cahiers qu'on appelait sangoum. Maïs, ma chromosome, ton cœur était dilaté. Les directeurs, je combattais. Ton usage, j'aurais piraté. Les auditeurs ont doigté. J'inventais un imaginaire pendant tout ce temps, tu t'éclatais. Nous, on était bouleversés.
Le passé surclassé, c'est sûr ça c'est. On s'en lassait même sans ça c'est. On encaissait, rêvassé, t'embrassé. C'est sûr ça c'est, on s'en lassait même sans se lasser. Le passé surclassé, c'est sûr ça c'est. On s'en lassait même sans ça c'est. On encaissait, rêvassé, t'embrassé. C'est sûr ça c'est, on s'en lassait même sans se lasser. À l'avenir, j'aurais voulu t'ambiancer.
Sérieusement, mon cerveau refusait comme l'antioxydante. Tellement évident, plus de supposé, il montait tout le temps. Moi je suis rentré dedans, je voulais plus causer. Bah ouais, c'était évident. Des airs de président, il l'a composé sans nos sentiments publiquement. Qui crache à pas mon dadon, il pouvait pas oser. Et s'en prendre plein les dents. Pourquoi tu m'accusais? Ton sac, je danse dedans, lutter activement. Je fais ça gratuitement, on pouvait pas poser pour toi. Plus sérieusement, on était disposés uniquement au discours évident devant les mensonges d'État pour éviter les dégâts. Il n'y avait pas de débat, c'était tout notre combat. Et devant les mensonges d'État pour éviter les dégâts, il n'y avait pas de débat, c'était tout notre combat. Quelque chose comme ça, il y a quelque chose comme ça. Il y a quelque chose comme ça, quelque chose comme ça. Quelque chose comme sa dose surnaturelle, on faisait trop de dégâts. Des individus rebelles, yeah, yeah. Et comme Nikita, mon identité, c'était pas mademoiselle. Mieux qu'un coup d'état, on conturera la réalité. Quelque chose comme sa dose surnaturelle, et on faisait trop de dégâts. Des individus rebelles, et comme Nikita, mon identité, c'était pas mademoiselle. Mieux qu'un coup d'état, on construira la réalité. Quelque chose comme ça, quelque chose, quelque chose comme ça.
Yeah.
Y a quelque chose comme ça. Quelque chose, quelque chose.
The fans still gonna love me, man.
Quelque chose, quelque chose. Quelque chose comme ça. Dose surnaturelle, on faisait trop de dégâts. Des individus rebelles, comme Nikita, mon identité, c'était pas mademoiselle. Mieux qu'un coup d'état, on construira la réalité. Quelque chose comme ça. We got a little bit of that old...